poll, pluralities deemed Trump both the best and worst of recent presidents. By Hannah Blow on February 21, 2023. Pluralities deem former President Donald Trump both the best and worst of recent presidents, a Rasmussen Report survey released Monday found. The survey, released on President's Day, asked, which one of the five most recent presidents has been the best president? It listed several past presidents, including Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, and current Commander-in-Chief Joe Biden. A plurality, 36%, identified Trump as the best president as of late, followed by Obama, 30%, and Bush, 9%. The remaining two, Clinton and Biden, garnered 8%. Opinions vary on party lines, as most Democrats, 52%, identified Obama as the best recent president. Just 17% said the same of Biden. 62% of Republicans chose Trump as the best recent president, a sentiment shared by a plurality of independents, 39%. The survey then asked which of those five presidents respondents consider the worst. 41% chose Trump, followed by Biden with 39% and Obama with 5%. Once again, opinions were divided along party lines, as 70% of Democrats chose Trump, while 64% of Republicans chose Biden. Notably, a plurality, 41%, of independents identified Biden as the worst recent president, followed by Trump with 37%. Per Rasmussen reports, 40% of whites, 21% of blacks and 35% of other minorities picked Trump as the best of the five most recent presidents. 23% of whites, 55% of blacks and 36% of other minorities name Obama as best. Blacks are most likely to name Trump as the worst of recent presidents. Government employees are less likely than private sector workers to consider Trump the best president of the past 30 years. The survey was taken February 13 to 15, 2022, among 1,000 U.S. adults and has a +3% margin of error. The survey comes as Trump continues to dominate in hypothetical 2024 presidential primary polls, besting his closest potential challenger, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, by double digits in the latest Rasmussen Report's national poll, as well as the most recent Harvard/Caps-Harris survey. Trump is staying active as the first candidate to formally jump in the presidential ring, visiting East Palestine, Ohio, where a fiery train derailment and subsequent release of toxic chemicals devastated the community, this week.